And what about the great big ones?
Great big one?
Yeah.
Well, if they're white, they're that much better.
Do you have a term for those that come out at night?
Huh?
Worms that you can see at night? I mean, that come out at night more?
Well, I don't know. I said a trot line, and they generally come out at night, but the biggest fish I ever caught on the line was about in the middle of the day one Sunday. Weighed 5 pounds.
You have night crawlers or dew worms?
Huh?
Night crawlers or dew worms, different kind of worms, and dew worms?
Well, it's just these white fish worms.
Okay, you don't use
that's
the word night crawler.
That's all I know for them.
Okay. What about the insect that...
Bat?
No, it's a little insect. It's a little, but it's got long legs. It flies around the swamps.
Bat.
Little thin-legged insect.
Oh, them... Four-winged animals,
yeah.
Yes, snake feeder.
Four-winged.
Snake feeder, yeah.
Okay. And there's a seafood that you're not supposed to eat. It's a superstition. You're not supposed to eat it in months that have an R in them, or you are supposed to eat it. I don't know which it is. In months that have, like, January has an R in it, February has an R in it. You ever hear that superstition? You're not supposed to
eat fish?
See, a certain kind of seafood, oysters?
I don't know.
Yes,
uh-huh. But they ain't here.
You don't have any around here?
No, they're not in this country.
Okay. Sometimes there's some insects get in the closet and eat holes in your clothes. Some insects that get in the closet sometimes and eat some holes in clothing. What do you call those insects? But they eat clothing. They eat material.
A moth. Yes, sir, a moth.
Suppose you saw two of them. You'd say, look, there are two
moths.
All right. You ever use the term moth miller? Miller for that? A moth miller?
Marshmallow?
No, moth miller.
Marshmallow?
No.
No,
probably
sir.
Not. Uh-huh.
I never handled him.
Uh-huh. There's a kind of an insect that lights up at night.
That's a lightning bug.
And a kind of insect that stings?
Well... Boy, there's a honeybee will sting you, and so will the bumblebee. And let me tell you, a wasp will sting you, too.
All right. What kind of wasps do you know about?
Huh?
Is there just one kind of wasp, or do you know any different kinds?
Well, now there's a hornet that makes a big nest as big as your head. And boy, I tell you, I never was stung by one, but I tell you right now, they say that have been stung, that you don't want to be stung with them.
All right. A wasp isn't as bad. Huh?
Well, no, that's a hornet. That's a hornet. They make a big...
Oh, that's the same thing. A wasp,
yes,
and a hornet.
Yes, a hornet. That hornet, he makes a nest out of a... Well, I don't know what the material is, but it's dried all right. And they'll make a nest as big as your head and hang it on the limb of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't many of them around here now anymore, but there used to be quite a few.
All right. There's little small fish that you use for bait sometime.
A little small fish?
A real small fish, uh-huh.
Oh, minnow.